thank everyone who helped us put that story together. We appreciate it. Original score was by Renzo Gorio. It was produced by John Facile and Carson Vaughn. It was based on Carson Vaughn's book of the same name, Zoo Nebraska. I highly recommend you read his account for yourself. And it's hard to take, I know. Given what happened, it is hard to take, but there is some light at the end of this tunnel. After the zoo closed, Ripley, the surviving chimpanzee and former Seinfeld cast member, was sent to the Center for Great Apes. It's a sanctuary for chimpanzees and orangutans in Wachula, Florida.
We have 54 great apes here right now, 23 orangutans and 31 chimpanzees.
I called Patty Reagan, the director of the center, one of Ripley's closest human associates.
Right now, there's about 8 chimpanzee sanctuaries in North America. We're one of them, but we're the only sanctuary in North and South America that has orangutans.
Right on. Well, we just heard here on Snap a story of 4 chimpanzees, 3 of them who met a really horrible fate. But there was a 4th. His name is Ripley, and Ripley is with you in your sanctuary. Is that right?
Yes, he's in our care now, and he's been here since, I think 2009 is when he came here.
Well, can you tell me about his life today?
Today, his life, he's in a group of 7 chimpanzees. They are all former entertainment chimpanzees like Ripley. And then his best friend is a big male who's older than him, and that is Bubbles. It was Michael Jackson's pet.
Ripley hangs out with Michael Jackson's former chimpanzee?
Yes.
Bubbles wore designer clothes, flew first class, and made appearances on TV talk shows.
You like heavy metal music?
Bubbles is a 37-year-old adult male chimp and a beautiful boy. He's probably the more dominant of the group because of his size, but Ripley is like his right-hand man. There's a lot of females in that group, and they have squabbles. And Ripley runs around calming everybody down.
What's a day in the life like?
Well, I have to say, they're adult males, and there's lots of resting and kind of laying around in the sun. They groom each other. The females groom them. When they get up in the morning, we have 3 big meals a day that all the apes here are offered of fruits and vegetables and a biscuit called a primate biscuit.
Let me ask you this, Patty.
Yeah.
Have you ever tasted the primate biscuit?
Personally, I haven't, but my staff have all done it. And some are banana flavored, some are orange flavored, some are cinnamon.
So there's different flavored. There's different flavored biscuits.
Oh, sure. And there's chimpanzees.
Patty, why have you not tasted the biscuit?
I'm a picky eater.
I remember Bubbles. I remember seeing Bubbles and wondering why Michael Jackson had a chimp.
Well, yes, what you saw, and it's still on the internet now, are photographs of Michael holding a baby chimp with a pink face, pink ears, little cute round face. Bubbles is huge. As I said, he's over 180 pounds.
Whoa.
And, you know, he's a big adult male now. Baby chimps, while they're adorable, get to be juveniles and then adolescents and then adults.
Right.
They have all the same sentient qualities that we have. They just have much greater strength. So when a chimp is very angry or jealous, you know, it's something really to deal with. You would not be able to handle those chimps yourself. So that's when they get relegated to people's basements in tiny cages, to garages for 40 years. We rescued a chimpanzee from a garage, a wild-caught chimp who was captured in Africa over 50 years ago. And the only way they've ever captured great apes is to kill at least the mother and probably other adults, because the troop would never let people go in and take a baby. So when those babies were sold, this couple bought this baby. He went to Ohio, and they loved him as their son and raised him in their house for a few years, ended up in the garage in a very tiny cage. And he was 45 when they called me and asked me to take him.
Oh, my God.
He was probably in the worst condition of any great ape that we've ever had here. Atrophy, bed sores everywhere. He could hardly stand.
Oh.
And I looked at this boy, and he'd not been in the sun for over 40 years, and thought, you know, he may be with us only a few months. So we prepared a nest for him indoors every night and outside every day. And he would climb up the stairs and lie down on that shelf in the sun and sleep. And I thought, well, at least he's, before he passes, he's sleeping in the sun. And well, he gained weight. He got rid of the bed sores. He started being more active. We introduced him to the very first chimp he had ever seen since his mother was killed and he was taken as an infant. And it was another elderly female. And at first he was like, what is this thing? And I'm terrified. They became the dearest couple. They would play chase together, very slow, two elderly chimps kind of padding around their habitat, tickling. And he passed when he was just about 50. So we had him here 5 years in the sunlight, living with a female. That's what we do, is really try to give them the best life we can with things that they need to be healthy.
Patty, I remember seeing a chimpanzee when I was little at the Detroit Zoo. And I remember getting that connection, that buzz. It's like, that's another version of us. I remember feeling that as a little kid. I guess my question for you is, Patty, is it worth that? Is it worth locking a ape in a cage so that a kid can have a feeling of connection?
So I would rather them all be in the wild, but the fact is that they're not. So you have to look at each individual situation. These great apes that have been raised by humans as pets or entertainers or research subjects will never be able to be returned to the wild. They don't have the skills to live in the wild, to interact with their wild counterparts. Here in a sanctuary, captivity is the next best answer.
According to Project Chimp Care, there are over 1,400 captive chimps in the United States. About half of them are in sanctuaries. To learn more about Patty's work at the Center for Great Apes, visit centerforgreatapes.org.